For years, I fought this battle raging inside me. Part of me was the man I portray to the world, a generous, funny, and kind fellow. At least that's what I have been told. The other part of me, the woman named Simone, is also those things, and very feminine in her thoughts and attitude. As I got older, the solid wall that contained Simone began to erode, and when I discovered the internet, that wall crumbled as I discovered a whole community of men that fought this same battle with their feminine alter egos from one degree to another. In early 2003, I found a place in suburban Chicago that provided a makeover service for people like us, and I was immediately intrigued. I had cross-dressed in the comfort of my own home for years, but makeup and a wig were still foreign concepts for me. The thought of going out and buying a wig except around Halloween terrified me. Also, the concept of wearing makeup was also pretty scary. I thought I would look like an absolute clown if I attempted to fix my face up with makeup. But I was intrigued nonetheless. I wondered what I would look like if I was made up by a professional, and what the total package would look like if I was wearing a wig. While taking a walk, I made up my mind. I would make an appointment and see what Simone really looked like. When the fateful day arrived, I packed my bag of women's clothing and prepared for the drive down to the salon. The drive went quickly, and I felt a sense of both excitement and dread as I contemplated what I was about to do. Several questions came to mind. Was I gay? Did I actually want to be a woman? Why did I want to do this? I arrived at the address and parked in the rear. I grabbed my bag and entered the store. I entered what appeared to be a high-end women's boutique. There were racks of fancy clothes, shoes, a wall of wigs, and a makeup counter with a small alcove containing a barber's chair facing a mirror. I was greeted by a handsome woman who called herself Patrice. She was a stately woman, very attractive for her age, and meticulously turned out in a skirt and blouse, hose, and 2-inch heels. She said, "You must be Simone. Welcome, dear." It was all I could do to croak out, "Yes, that's me. How do we start?" She directed me to a small changing room and asked me to dress in the women's clothes I brought with me. I was confused. I thought I was to be made up first, and then dress. But apparently the process was the reverse. Nervously, I entered the changing room and undressed to the skin. I then opened up my shopping bag and removed the outfit I was going to wear. I pulled out a knee-length black leather skirt, a black and gold patterned satin blouse, and a pair of panties and pantyhose. I put the panties on, then slid the pantyhose on my newly shaved legs. I loved the feeling of hose on shaved legs. It drove me a bit wild. I stepped into the skirt and put on a bra and a set of breast forms I bought for this occasion. I then put on my satin blouse and tucked it into my skirt. I then zipped up the back of the skirt and faced the mirror. A man's face stared out from the top of a female-clothed body, and I felt a flash of embarrassment. Not willing to turn back now, despite my qualms, I sat on the small bench and zipped on my pointed toe stretch boots with a 4-inch heel on each leg. As I stood on the tall heels, I felt a little better about myself and what I was about to do. I took a deep breath and exited the dressing room, facing another person for the first time dressed as a woman. Patrice smiled at me and said, "This is your first time, isn't it, Simone?" I sheepishly answered yes, and Patrice took my hand and said, "Let's see what a beautiful creature we can create together, dear." She led me to the chair and sat me down, covered me with a sheet to protect my outfit, and proceeded to clean my face with some type of liquid, explaining that she needed a fresh canvas in order to make a masterpiece. She then covered my face with foundation, explaining how the foundation worked and what it was going to do for my skin tone. While it dried, she asked me to select some eyeshadow and eyeliner and asked me what shade I wanted my lips to be colored. She first started with eyeliner, lining the creases and lids to make a dramatic appearance. She then colored my eyelids with a copper and gold eyeshadow combination and dusted a contrasting blush on my cheeks. She then lined my lips with a dark red pencil and filled in the remaining lips with a maroon lipstick. A coat of lip gloss and Simone's face was complete. Patrice also gave me a manicure. She glued on a set of action-length nails and painted them the same shade as my lips. As my nails dried, Patrice went over to the wig wall and selected a dark brown wedge-cut bob wig and placed it on my head, tightening it on my head and making it feel as if it were a part of me. Patrice then said, "Would you like to see what Simone's face looks like?" I said, "Oh yes, Patrice," and braced myself for the reveal. Patrice spun the chair around slowly, and I caught the first ever glance of the woman that lived within me. A confident woman stared back. You could tell that she was wearing makeup, but it appeared to be natural and fresh. The wig fit her face perfectly, and as she moved her head from side to side, I felt the wig move as if it was my own hair. I was shocked and yet very pleased at seeing the feminized version of my face. I was released from my cape by Patrice and directed to the full-length mirror to view my entire head-to-toe transformation as Simone. I stood up in my high-heeled boots and walked towards the mirror. I kept my face averted for a short amount of time out of nervousness. Was I going to be attractive, homely, or just a man dressed in women's clothing? I felt Patrice close in behind me and touch my shoulders gently. She said, "Look into the mirror, dear. You are going to be surprised." I looked into the mirror and was shocked as well as very pleased when I saw the total package. Staring back at me was a tall woman dressed in a leather skirt, satin blouse, and a delicious pair of knee-high boots. She had great legs and a wonderful hairstyle. Her makeup was done tastefully and worked well with her coloring as well as her outfit. I saw the image in the mirror make a small surprised "oh" with her lips as her manicured hands moved to cover her mouth. My transformation into Simone was complete. I was no longer my male self, but an attractive and confident woman named Simone. I reveled in the feelings of the woman's clothes on my body, the way the boots forced me to balance on the balls of my feet, the silky feel of the hose on my legs, the tightness of the leather skirt, and the cool caress of the satin blouse on my body. All of these feelings added up to a great amount of physical pleasure. I smiled languidly at my reflection and allowed Simone to totally take over. Patrice announced that I was her last appointment, and she was closing the store for the evening. She invited me out for a drink at a corner bar. She assured me that it was friendly to ladies like us, so I agreed to go with her. We walked the short block to the tavern and entered the building. Inside was a well-appointed bar with several cozy booths. Patrice headed right for one booth in particular, which had three ladies seated in it. I quickly realized that these ladies were just like Patrice and I, and relaxed quickly. I was introduced as Simone, and the story of my transformation was told by Patrice to her attentive audience. I bought the first round of drinks and settled in for some nice conversation. We talked for about 2 hours and had a couple of drinks, but upon looking at my watch, I realized it was time for me to go. I excused myself, used the ladies' room, and returned to say goodbye to my newfound friends. I then gathered up my coat and headed out the door to my waiting car. I started the car and began my journey home, aware how my feet danced on the pedals and high heels, and how my pantyhose slid effortlessly along the lining of my skirt. At the first stoplight, I freshened my lipstick and blew a kiss at the rearview mirror. The journey home was uneventful. I appeared to be just another woman heading home after a day of work. Upon pulling into my driveway, I exited the car, closed the fence behind me, and backed into my garage. I sat in my car for a moment and relished the feminine feelings I was having for the final time that evening. I then confidently walked down the concrete driveway, nearly hypnotized by the clacking of my heels on the hard surface, and entered my home as Simone. As I sat at the kitchen table sipping a nightcap, I knew that this was only the beginning of Simone's adventures.